2.5 on the Richter scale.
That's not very big. I've had like 5.6 and 6.1s.
Yeah, those are exponentially larger. Every one rating on the Richter scale is like 100 times more intense. So, yeah, the difference between a 2.5 and a 3.5 is even huge. So, yeah, it was very, very mild.
And this was 6 miles north of Las Vegas?
Yeah, in North Las Vegas.
In North Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Any reports of damage at all?
I don't see anything. Okay. It was just one of those, you know, the earth was moving under our feet, and there's not much we can do about it.
Isn't that the truth? Okay, well, again, if you felt the earth move under your feet this morning, call me right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody because you need to know. I'll just tell you this. I didn't feel a thing. And I was up and around. I was driving around and doing stuff. I would have felt it if it were there. But 2.5 is not huge. But if you went through that, let me know what it was like. Because I've gone through about 3 earthquakes. A couple in SoCal and one in Seattle when I lived there. And it's a little scary. The first one's a little scary. Now I'm a little better about it. I mean, I really honestly am.
The one that we felt a few years ago, Kevin, was July 4th, 2019, on the 4th of July, and it was located in Ridgecrest, California, and it measured 6.4.
Now that's a biggie. That's one that will make the earth move under your feet. And you'll see stuff, you know, the floors start buckling, and you'll see the one that we were talking about earlier. I was getting ready to draw a bath, and the water, in fact, I was going to give a bath to my dog, and my dog's sitting in this water, and the water all of a sudden starting to ripple, and I'm like, what's going on there?
And that was kind of what happened to me, because I was pulling into the carport there at the house, and as I pulled in, all of a sudden my car started shaking, kind of going up and down a little bit, and I'm going, what is wrong with my car? I mean, I drove all the way home, and nothing's wrong, and I pull in, and boom. But that's what it was. It was an earthquake. So, yeah.
That is incredible.
Better than a hurricane, I'll tell you that.
I would go along with that. What is it that the state of Florida needs right now, today, in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian? The folks in South Carolina are feeling the wrath of Ian, which, by the way, has already killed 42 people in its aftermath. 42 deaths attributed to Hurricane Ian. So, tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. Did you experience anything this morning? Did the earth move under your feet?
No, but you reminded me, and you got to remember the year was 1974. I believe that's the year the movie The Exorcist, arguably the most scary movie. And it was around 1974-75 in Southern California, and our hanging lantern in the walkway, the stairwell, just started swinging back and forth. And you just talk, we didn't feel anything, but you could see the lantern, and it just starts swinging and starts swaying. And we thought the devil was coming for us, Kevin. That's what I wanted to share with you.
Wow. Thank you, Frank. Thank you. You have a great weekend as well. And again, a 2.5, I don't think there are aftershocks that go along with that, do they? No.
I do want to add something here, Kevin, because there are several fault lines along the Las Vegas Valley. They're not as famed as the famous San Andreas fault line in California. But along Decatur Boulevard near Frenchman Mountain and over Cashman Field, we do have fault lines here in Las Vegas. So
wow.
Keep that in mind if you go to a lights game or something.
Yeah, more to come as we continue. Don't forget, coming up, Jesus Marquez, the senior political consultant for Marquez Group Strategies. He is a Spanish conservative radio host and a good guy, too. You'll enjoy hearing his comments. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Tell you what, we're still seeing bumper-to-bumper flows as you try to work your way into the downtown area of Las Vegas on Interstate 515 westbound, beginning around Eastern. And in fact, you're just bumper-to-bumper through there. It is a construction zone, so be careful through there, and to give yourself some extra time. Well, where is there not construction is a good question, because there's congestion there on the Beltway 215 West at the 15 interchange. That is caused in part by those lane restrictions on the transition ramp as you merge from 215 West over to 15 North, and it's also slow between Warm Springs and Hacienda on Interstate 15 North.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NHL, the Golden Knights will play a preseason game tonight against San Jose. The Knights have four exhibition games left on their schedule before they open the regular season on October 11th against the LA Kings. College football, UNLV back in action tonight. They'll be hosting New Mexico. The Rebels 3-1 after Saturday's road win against Utah State, while the Lobos are 2-2. NFL, the Raiders hosting the Denver Broncos on Sunday at 0-3. They're the only winless team left in the league, but they've won the last four meetings against the Broncos. Devontae Adams has a touchdown catch in each of his first three games, but has just five receptions over his final two. The Dodgers are home tonight to take on the Colorado Rockies. The teams will play six times to close out the regular season. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over the last few weeks, we've begun tapping the expertise of experts out there, getting some expert testimony on the election coming up 39 days from now. We'll have Election Day. 22 days from now, we have the start of early voting. And we are now under 6 weeks to Election Day. What is going to happen? Well, we don't know. The indicators are good so far. And the momentum appears to be in the favor of Republicans. But there is a lot of ground to be covered now in the final 39 days of this election. I had a chance earlier to visit with Jesus Marquez. Good guy and a senior political consultant for the Marquez Group Strategies. He is a Spanish conservative radio host. And I had a chance to ask him about this upcoming election. Is it going to be a big red wave that's coming or maybe just a red trickle?
It is a big wave, but we can't just take this for granted. We have to work, continue to knock on doors, continue to reach out to all communities. We just have to be continue to do it and stay on message. That's you know, liberals, this Democrats, they want to take us off message. But if we, as long as we continue on message, which is the main one, you know, the inflation, economy, jobs, crime going on the rise, a good border security, those are the top issues. If we keep with those issues, it will be fine.
What is it that the Hispanic voters out there want? Is it different than what the rest of us want?
No, it's exactly the same. In fact, if you know, that's probably why Democrats are losing so much ground with Latinos, because they're so totally out of touch with what Latinos want. They assume that Latinos want different things, and they try to go out with different messages for those reasons. But that's kind of offensive to Latinos. Latinos want the same things that every American want, which is, you know, a good economy, good schools for the children, security. We want to be safe in our own neighborhoods. That's what we want.
Let me just ask you, the Latinos used to be pretty monolithic in that it was all about illegal immigration.
Sure.
That has changed. What is it that changed that? Is it a matter of maybe just our perception out here in the real world that maybe we just have misestimated? What's the deal?
Well, I disagree with that. What happens is this. Everybody thought that we were monolithic. Everybody thought that the main issue was just immigration. And because that's what the media, persuaded, that was their narrative for so many years. But the only thing that's changed here is that now Latinos are starting to listen to different, the avenues of information, and not just the Telemundos, the Univisions, the same ones over and over. So, they're more open to the message of the Republican side, but forever Latinos have been thinking about different issues, and depending on the geographical area, that also is something to consider. It's not the same to talk to Latinos in the Southwest that it is to talk to Latinos in Florida, for example. So those are the different issues that we need to consider, but the main thing is to know that the main issues remain the same. The economy, jobs, and it's always been like that. In fact, immigration was never top issue for Latinos, ever. It was a top issue for the media, and they portrayed that message for forever. But now is they're failing because they're not the only ones out there talking to Latinos.
Again, Jesus Marquez joining us, a senior political consultant. Time was when the RNC and other national groups would end up parachuting a Latino outreach director into a state, whether it be here in Nevada or elsewhere around the country. Is it different now? Do we see the RNC's presence in the Latino community? Do we see new centers being built?
Yes, absolutely. Now we have different Republican groups, working together, coordinating together, and the RNC has more presence in battleground states like Nevada, for example. We have the Vamos group, which is with the NRSC, and so these are all groups that are Hispanic conservative, and they're now working in reaching out voters. The main thing here is that we need to continue to do voter contact, and that's what they're doing. The RNC is doing a good job by doing that, but this didn't happen in the past. This is something new that we have to give them credit, and we also have to make sure that they continue with that work. They don't just pack and leave after the election goes by, and also work together with Latino leaders, conservative Latino leaders from town. For example, myself and others who are always here. We've been here for a couple of decades, so we need to continue that work along with the RNC and other groups.
Tell me what you do at Marquez Group Strategies.
So we have this consultant firm. We help campaigns. We're right now working with the Adam Laxalt's campaign. We help the RNC. Right now we were called from the RNC to organize a good Hispanic Heritage Month event. So we organize events. We do anything from that to voter registration to also do going and knocking on doors, doing the voter contacting. So we do a strategy. We do anything that has to do with reaching out the conservative Latinos out there. And not and again, this is very, we have to make this very clear. We don't just go out and try to pamper to Latinos. All we do is we talk to Latinos about the same issues that every single American in this country cares for, and that's it. That's all we have to do.
I want to drill down on what's going on here in the state of Nevada. Are the statewide races as close as we're being told they are? We're being told there are a couple of points, 2-3 points, maybe 4 points. Are they really that close?
You know what? That's what the polls show, that we're close. And in fact, the last 4 polls show that, for example, Adam Laxalt is up for a couple points against Cortez Masto. But I will give it a couple more points just because polls are not, they haven't been accurate. And plus, one of the things that they're not considering is that the enthusiasm is bigger, greater with Republicans, and they're not putting that into the mix. So I believe we can have bigger numbers than what the polls are showing, even though polls are showing that we're up a couple of points.
What about in the gubernatorial race? I know you're not working that race, but you see what's going on.
Sure.
What is your sense of what's going on in the Sisolak Sheriff Joe race?
It mirrors. It's about the same. You know, Joe Lombardo's up a couple points against Sisolak. And listen, the main message here is that the one driving everything down for the Democrats is Joe Biden. And so if we can relate the fact that, for example, Cortez Masto has voted 98% of the time with Joe Lombardo, then, you know, that's the message we have. That's the message we need to stick with. Joe Lombardo, the same. If he can relate the fact that Sisolak will do the same things that Newsom in California and Joe Lombardo and Joe Biden in at the federal level does, that's the message that they need to drive or tell the Latinos and everybody, in fact. But yeah, the numbers are pretty similar. We see that Lombardo and Laxalt are up a couple of points against their opponents. And believe me, when the top ticket goes, I think we're going to see it down the road, ticket all the way down to the bottom. We're going to win. We're going to win big.
I've been telling everybody that I know that the Dems are not going to go quietly, and you know that they're plotting strategy in these final 39 days, 22 days to the start of early voting. Any ideas what we will see from Democrats? Will it be more of the race card, the gender card, yeah, whatever? Is that what we're going to see from here to Election Day, or will there be something new?
Oh, no, big time. They're going to be they're mad. They're desperate. They're going to try everything in the book and even out of the book. Look, Cortez Masto is spending a fortune on negative ads against Laxalt. The same with Sisolak. They're just pounding the media everywhere. And not just that. You have groups like the Culinary Union. And I'm not talking about the people, the workers, but I'm talking about the bosses. You know, I just read the other day that they have 250 people ready to walk, and they're already reaching the door. They're knocking on doors. They have in mind to reach 1 million doors in this cycle, and we can't compete against that. But at the same time, we have the truth on our side. We have the real message, and we still have to get people out there to volunteer. If you can't donate money, donate your time.
Jesus Marquez, smart guy, and a really good political dude. He's very, very good. Stay where you are. More to do. Heads are rolling in the Department of Corrections in our state. Why? We'll tell you that coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We knew it would happen eventually, that heads would be rolling after a convicted murderer gets a weekend, what amounted to a weekend pass, breaking out of prison. This is unbelievable story, and gentleman Jim has been following this. We knew the governor was going to have to take some action or do something. Looks like there may be some preemptive action in this. Can you give us the backstory of what happened?
Yeah, it was a week ago today, last Friday, that 42-year-old Porfirio Duarte Herrera escaped from the Southern Desert Correctional Center in Indian Springs. And like you said, I mean, he was on the lam all weekend long, and nobody knew anything about it. In fact, the prison employees did not inform anyone of the escape until Tuesday. So he had the rest of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, before any other law enforcement agency was even told about this escape. So it was posted this morning about 9 o'clock from the governor, where he asked Daniels to resign. Charles Daniels is the Nevada Department of Corrections director, and he did, effective immediately. So he is stepping down from his post, the director of corrections, and six prison employees have been placed on paid administrative leave as of today for breaching security protocols, because you got to inform somebody in law enforcement that there's a convicted murderer who has a life sentence and doesn't have a lot to lose, was out on a weekend leave, as you say, but he was caught by a very alert bus station employee who said, "Hey, I recognize this guy. He was waiting in line. He had bought new clothes. He had bought a new backpack, and he was on his way to Tijuana." And he notified authorities. They confronted him. They rearrested him. He's in custody now, and heads are rolling, as you say, with the Nevada Department of Corrections director. Charles Daniels is out of a job, effective immediately.
Are we ever going to find out how this happened, though? I mean, I'm flabbergasted that this could even happen, that somebody would not have caught this error before 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, it something went wrong in the communication process, certainly. But there are six prison employees which apparently were in that communication chain that, this guy didn't tell the other guy, and they didn't inform the other law enforcement people. So, they are under review as well. But at least at the top, Charles Daniels has resigned.
Wow. More to come on this story. I don't think we've heard the last. I just want to find out how it happened. I don't know whether there will be a court case or anything, if there will be criminal charges coming down. I don't know. But I just got to know, how did this happen? Stay with us. More to do. We'll get you ready for Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited